Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live from NRG Stadium today. No big deal. We just had a little Odyssey event downstairs, so we said, hey, we got the best crew in the house, best engineer crew in the house, yes! Promotions crew in the house, and you know what we do? We just call up Raybo and say, hey, man, we got to do a show from the old Andre Ware and Mark Vandermeer's seat up there. Can you warm them up for us? And Raybo got this thing set up, baby. We got cameras coming. We got TV so we can catch these Astros. We got all kind of stuff rocking and rolling. So y'all stick with us. And on that Astro front, we are we'll keep you posted. Now stay right here. There ain't no need to go anywhere. And right now, the Astros are top of, or where we at?
We're at the bottom of the second, and the Astros just got a runner on first. So it's clean right now, 0-0, and Hunter Brown, for the most part, is looking fantastic. Now, the defense behind him could be a lot better, but so far it's a clean game. You got Alex Bregman on first in the bottom of the second. So and of course, you got Yainer Diaz up at the plate. So it's looking up for the Astros, at least for right now.
Yeah, it's early, and Hunter appears dialed in now, attacking the zone, stalking the mound. And
it feels huge.
One of them old Altuve tosses over to first base that was a little too far up the line for
the yips, man,
for Caratini to catch. It would be a clean box score across the slate here. But nonetheless, no damage. 0-0. Bottom of two. Strohs are up. We'll keep you up on what's going on. But the biggest part of it is Hunter Brown is dealing, y'all. Now, also, today's show, we've got D'Amico Ryans in full at 2:40. We got C.J. Stroud in full at 3:40. So you're going to stay plugged in. Yesterday was obviously an off day for the Texans. Today is that heavy work day where, we'll obviously get the scoop from the quarterback, the scoop from the head coach, but we'll also – at some point today have some level of an injury report to just kind of keep you up to date on the Texans and what's going on there. But back to the Astros real quick, B. Scott. Like we said, Hunter Brown is his go today, and he appears to be dialed in. When you look at this outing, now we know it's win or go home for the Astros, so it's obviously a huge game. But just from a Hunter Brown perspective, B. Scott, I know you had some thoughts about Hunter Brown and how important this game is, not just for him, because you are playing Detroit where he's from and the team he watched growing up, so I'm sure he'd like to really stick it to him and pitch well for six, seven, eight innings would be nice. But big picture for him and for the Astros, you got some thoughts on how big this game actually is.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously in the right now, if you're living in the moment, the weight of the game is that your season is on the line. Like, you need a big game from Hunter Brown just so you can talk about there being a tomorrow to begin with. So we start there. That's the weight of the game. Whoever's pitching, and it happens to be Hunter Brown, but whoever's pitching, whoever's playing, every moment today matters because your season is literally on the line. But past that, to me, Hunter Brown being in this position, being in this moment, really like represents the Astros' future of their rotation, like at large, and what it's going to look like. And I hadn't even thought about this because Hunter Brown has been a part of the mix for the last three seasons now. Yeah. But this is his first postseason start. Like, he's actually been in the mix more so in relief for the Astros in the postseason. This is his first postseason start. And for it to come under these circumstances against the team that he grew up rooting for, but actually being at home in his home stadium, but being in a win or go home kind of scenario situation, yeah. To me, how he responds to that is huge. And I think we all like what Hunter Brown brings to the table, both from in terms of his stuff, his actual talent, his temperament. All of it seems to be made of the right stuff. And the beginning of this, the first couple of innings of this, actually, you know, rings true to that. So to me, it signifies or symbolizes, I should say, the future of the Astros rotation as we know it. Because to me, and this is my takeaway from the last 2 days, really, you know, after watching Framber Valdez and looking forward to this game with Hunter Brown. If I'm thinking about who do I want to be at the top of the Astros rotation in the future going forward, how do I want the team to invest this money? I'm looking at Hunter Brown as being the top of the guys that are here now.
Sure.
You know, not talking about going and getting somebody else, but of the guys that are here right now, I understand Framber was the one who started game one and is considered the ace of the rotation today. But going forward, bigger picture view, I view that guy as Hunter Brown, and today would be a hell of a day to him for him to affirm that.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's got to pitch well in the playoffs for us to think that or feel that way, right? I mean, then, like you said, this is the next step. This is big for him and his resume of taking that next step. If you obviously had a great season, if you show up in the playoffs and the moment's not too big, and really if you are bigger than the moment and you are your best in that moment, then that's really the next step for Hunter Brown. There's really nothing else. Now, he's got to do it consistently, obviously, but there's nothing else for him to experience, for anybody to need any more evidence, if you will, that he is a top-of-the-rotation type of pitcher. You pitch well today, at which he's got a hell of a start through two innings. Now, you pitch well today in this kind of fashion because this is impressive. Again, stalking the mound, attacking the strike zone, no fear whatsoever. Boy, he really takes his game to the next level. He really takes his reputation around the league to the next level.
And obviously what he does today, the weight of that is what we're talking about. But it's not like I'm forming this narrative out of nowhere because of what we've watched Hunter Brown do. Of course, in the postseason runs in relief before, but also throughout this season, the jump that he had. Let's not forget that Hunter Brown, after that initial couple of weeks of the season, he really had a breakout year this year.
Yeah.
You know, set career highs in essentially every relevant statistical category that exists, whether it be innings pitched, strikeouts, ER, his best ERA, like all of these things. And he had some stretches in there. Don't forget his month of June, which was brilliant. He kind of established himself, I would say, at that point, as at least in the moment, as one of the better pitchers, not just in the American League, but across baseball. He's got some streaks within there that rival pretty much any name your favorite pitcher across Major League Baseball if you have one. So he's put up the receipts in the regular season this year in his first, I would say, his second full season in the Astros rotation, and obviously in this situation today, his first career postseason start.
Yeah, it's big, man, and he's dialed in. We'll keep you posted on what that looks like and what this could potentially mean for Hunter Brown and the Astros moving forward. Today's lineup, you got Altuve leading it off, Tucker in right field batting second, Alvarez DH batting third, Bregman at third base in the cleanup spot, Yainer Diaz catching today in the five hole, Caratini at first base, Pena at shortstop, Jason Hayward in left after that good at-bat last night. Looks like two guys after a couple of good at-bats last night in the ninth earned him a little playing time here. Hayward's batting eighth, and he's in left field, and McCormick is batting ninth, and he's in center field. Interesting thought here with left field and center field, and really not that one of those guys is in the ball game, but as big a fan of Chaz McCormick as I am, and I hope like hell today – I was hoping last night he would earn his nickname back. I hope like hell today he swings it well enough to earn his nickname
back.
But it's interesting. Yeah, I wish them, boy, them days, some good days right there. Hopefully we get back to them, B. Scott. But
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.